Roger, topside. We read you loud and clear as well.
There's a war going on, and the indomitable lionfish are winning. These voracious predators are known to invade the shallows of the coral reef. They're dangerous because they ruin the habitat and eat juvenile spiny lobsters, snappers, groupers, tarpon, bonefish, all valuable species we humans rely on. Currently, spearfishing roundups are the only way scientists have to stop the invasion. Stephanie Green from Oregon State University says her research shows lionfish roundups do work, but for how long, no one knows.
One of the things we want to look at now is how quickly those lionfish are coming back after the derbies, so we know how often derbies should happen.
Green was one of five scientists who emerged from a deep-sea expedition aboard the Antipodes, a manned submersible. What they found off the coast of South Florida was disturbing. David Kersetter is a research scientist with Nova Southeastern University, and he was also on board. He says spearfish divers go to about 100-foot depths, but that they saw lionfish in much deeper waters.
And so if we're finding lionfish at 300 feet down to 1,000 feet now, then there's always going to be that reservoir of that population that can still breed and grow.
Recently, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission ruled divers could spear lionfish without a license as long as they use the appropriate gear. I'm Patricia Sagastume in Dania Beach.